How many times a week do you think of angels? 10? 9? 8? Oh, go up the other way? Oh, that's very good. 20? Because, you see, they're really an integral part of our life, of the people with whom we'll be spending eternity. It's important that we recognize the angels. How many here know your angel's name? That's pretty good. That's pretty good. You know, this feast, you know, Saint so-and-so died this way, Saint so-and-so poured himself out for the poor, Saint so-and-so, you know, that's wonderful. All of a sudden, the angel, well, what do? You see, they're different. In the gospel, we have two choices. No, we have one for the gospel. And it's about these angels who go up and down on the Son of Man. Now, we've done this enough times that you know where that's an allusion to something, right? The book of Genesis, right? 38. Where Jacob had this vision. Now there, you see, there was a ladder near the stone that he's going to consecrate and will be an altar, the presence of God, Bethel, the house of God, one of the early shrines in Israel. So you see what our Lord is telling Nathaniel. Actually, he's not just telling Nathaniel that the you in the text here, you will see greater things. You will see the heavens opened. Those are plurals. It's addressed to all of you will see. You see? The heavens opened, the angels of God going up, see, up first and then down, ascending and descending. They're already there, you see. On the Son of Man. So the Son of Man becomes the Bethel, the house of God, the place of worship. So that all the angels care and worship, you see, surrounds the Son of Man. Their angel, their nature is higher than Jesus' human nature. They're bigger big shots than he is in his human nature. In his divine nature, he's their God. Now, why would God create angels? These are questions you can ask. Why would God create planets and stars and we don't know what, 700 million light years away or whatever? Why would he do that? Well, I think part of it is generosity, exuberance of love, share existence. Huh? The angels, you see, are pure spirits. And the universe, besides ourselves, is pure matter. And we're in between. You see, we're spirits who are joined, who live, who animate, who will always be with matter. That's the question of the resurrection of the body. So God likes matter. He's made a lot of it. And Jesus, his son, has taken some of that matter and made the Eucharist and baptism. An anointing of the sick. It's matter. And it touches our flesh. Tertullian says, caro cardo salutis. The flesh is the hinge of salvation for us, you see. But now, why does the church stop and honor these angels? I think for two reasons. One is just theological. To join the angels honor them and join them in praising God, because that's what the church is going to be doing for all eternity. And the other is pastoral, you know, to remind us of who we are. You know, first, of our companionship with the angels. That was, when I asked for how many people, I was surprised how many people. That's great that you do that. That's what they're there for, to help us, right? To be with us. Yeah. I think my angel's name is Sam. Not a very dramatic name, but... And he's huge. And he's black. And he teaches me stuff. Sometimes my hands are very bad with arthritis and I can't open jars and stuff, you know. So I remember one day I was praying to Sam. I said, Sam, help me with this thing. He said, I'll help you, but you got to work. So I grabbed it and I kept going and my hands hurt like the dickens, but it finally opened up. And I learned something about trying. Not just there, but resisting sin, serving God, teaching scripture, whatever. You got to work till it hurts. But God will do the rest. See, I didn't say, Sam, open this for me, you know. Well, if I did, I'd still be standing there holding it, I think. There was a deep lesson there about how the Lord gives us the power to really try, even in pain, to really try. And that was a real lesson I learned from Sam. I'm not sure, I think he might have two names. Like, I've only got one, the lower half or something, you know, there's more to my angel than that. But it's to reflect today on the wonder, God's generosity to make pure spirits, to make matter, you know, which is a very low form of energy, and then to make us to join spirit and matter. And so when we sin, see, that's where Jesus came to save us. The angels, they make a decision, it's it. They can't go back on that. So when Satan decided not to worship God, it's over. Thank God we're too stupid to do that. I mean, like, I suppose it'd be good to be smart too, but you know, we can change. That's why we can repent. And so they help us repent. The angels, they come and help us. These three, Michael is the force of God. Me, Kael. Who? Me, Ka-as-el. Me, Kael. You see? And Kiburel, Gabriel, Gibur, El Gibur. Powerful. Gibur. So God is powerful. He represents the power of God, embodies, he doesn't have a body, the power of God. He's the messenger. He comes to announce the incarnation. First to Zechariah, and then to Mary, you see. Raphael is a healer. Rapha in Hebrew is heal. So Raphael. So we should pray to Raphael when we want healing for ourselves and others. And he's got that name, you remember that, right, from the book of Tobit. I am Raphael. So you're going to be healed. Let's take some time today to reflect on angels. Talk to your angel. Talk to these guys. I mean, they might be way up there, you know, these mighty, mighty angels. But they like us. Because they have charity, right? And charity is the gift by which you love God and love everybody else. So they love us.